Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Blackstone, Intel Report, the bleeping Nexium connection. We're also going to be covering some of these insanity that's going on in Africa, the white genocide, and radical leftist attack on Christianity and conservative traditional values as well. So anyway, the bleeping Nexium connection, let me explain that a little bit. You know, when we criticize certain people, we're often castigated. We're often taken off of YouTube. We're often censored. So Jake Morfonios, rather than get his channel taken down anymore, Blackstone Intelligence Network and End Times News Report, has replaced the name of certain people that he's going to be covering and we're going to be sharing with you on this Blackstone Intel report by altering their name to just say bleeping. Now, Jake and I both agreed on most things. One of those things, and sometimes we're criticized and, you know, we're called those names of anti-this and anti-that. Folks, for people that are tuning in that don't understand this concept, we don't hate anyone. We despise certain ideologies that make people act in ways that justify moral depravity for whatever reason. But these are all people that are trapped in doctrines of men. And people in Israel, people in the United States, Catholics, Jews, Christians, when you're born into this world a baby, everybody's the same. And then you become indoctrinated by certain control mechanisms that Hegelian way just divide and conquer. Anyway, so I think everybody knows my position on that. And again, you know, the Christian community that are being attacked, the ones that are standing up against the LGBTQ ABCYD agenda being pushed in schools and everything else, I agree with them. Now, that being said, I have a gay uncle. I do not hate my gay uncle. I don't agree with his lifestyle, but I don't want to see any violence come to him. Okay, that is not the definition of hate. However, you have groups like the Southern Poverty Liars Center, who I think the press, it's not only the press, but federal agencies in the past, and now Google and YouTube is using them to censor their content, which is no surprise to me that my channel of 6 years and all the work that we've done was, you know, terminated, along with the income that came with it that we built up over that period of time. But you see reports, even negative reports about the Southern Poverty Law Center, does not trace the roots to Morris Dees originally defending the KKK, originally working for George Wallace, originally being a segregationist, originally. And this is not some conspiracy theory. The information and facts, they're out there. So by this hate group mentality thing that they put forward, and they smear people and try and label them for things that they've said. Well, if we apply the same rationale to the Southern Poverty Law Center, they are the definition of the origins and progenitors of hate group who learned how to make boatloads and millions of dollars off of it. That being said, I think that people are often castigated for standing up and fighting back against this nonsense. So anyway, we're going to get to the Blackstone Intelligence Report, and it is the bleeping Nexium connection. Go ahead, Dan, roll that clip.
Hi, everyone. Today is Monday, May 21st, 2018. I've got a lot to go over in this episode. Many of you already know the basics of the NXIVM sex cult story, but for those who don't, I'm going to give you kind of a brief introduction. As I've been discussing the influence of Zionism a whole lot lately, I'm going to be mentioning how this story is connected to the bleeps. And I say bleeps because YouTube is not a forum that welcomes free speech. And I've seen actually a bunch of videos just recently get labeled as hate speech. And the people get strikes and channels have been shut down. So I'm quite certain that YouTube censors would probably try and accuse this video of being full of hate speech, even though it's absolutely not. Well, NXIVM, which is spelled N-X-I-V-M, is how it's spelled. NXIVM takes the best of multi-level marketing, CIA brainwashing techniques, Hollywood sex slavery, and human trafficking, and rolls in $100 million worth of bleepish mafia budget. You mix all this together, and basically what comes out is a real-life, eyes-wide-shut, human bondage pyramid sex scheme cult. That's what this is. And the cult was started by a geek named Keith Raniere. But the cult members aren't allowed to call him Keith. They have to call him Vanguard. Raniere actually got this name from one of his favorite arcade games that he played as a kid. And in the game, this character, Vanguard, increases his own power by destroying his enemies. So like I said, Keith Raniere is a geek. NXIVM was created by Raniere, but it was also co-founded by a bleepish woman named Nancy Salzman, who served as the company's president for most of its time. Nancy Salzman's code name among the members is Prefect. She's the Prefect. The public face of NXIVM was these seminars, success program seminars, which basically was just a remake of these older things they did back in the 80s, and it was a brainwashing cult called EST. Well, that's basically what NXIVM is, at least publicly, because what the public thing did was it served as a recruiting platform for the secret part of NXIVM, which was their secret sex cult. Wealthy women, from what I understand, wealthy women with too much time on their hands, they were brought in to the cult. They were turned into sex slaves for Vanguard. Remember, that's Raniere. NXIVM truly is a kind of bondage program, because the program teaches that women are weak, they're self-serving, they're dishonest, they're greedy, they gossip too much, they're disloyal, and they don't get held accountable like men do. They don't get punished like men do. So that's actual teaching in this cult. All right, so that's where NXIVM comes in. NXIVM will fix all of these problems, all of these defects in the women, especially if you're lucky enough to become one of the special women who gets initiated into the secret cult, which is, they've got a couple different names for it, but the women are put through a physically grueling regimen to make them lose weight. That's very important. They have to be thin. And ultimately, if they are approved for initiation, they are burned with Vanguard's own brand just above their vaginas. Now, they get branded. And some of these women are not allowed to have, those that are being used for sex by Vanguard himself, usually a rotating group of about 15 to 20 women in his little harem at a time, they are only allowed to have sexual relations with him. So they're not even allowed to have sex with their own husbands. And to ensure that none of these women went public with what they knew, Vanguard made sure that he had extremely compromising photos of them that he promised would be released to the public. And there are plenty of other women. There are thousands of people in this sex cult. Other women are bound as sex slaves to others in kind of a multi-level marketing pyramid scheme. If you're familiar with multi-level marketing, it's usually, hey, you come in, I recruit you. Now, all you have to do is recruit two others, and they have to recruit two others, and you get placed in the downline. Well, that's kind of how it is, except with sex slavery. Well, Vanguard had a bleepish actress named Allison Mack who helped to identify and recruit women into this sex cult. And Allison Mack is best known for her role as Chloe Sullivan on the Superman TV show Smallville. She has been branded. She has Vanguard's brand on her. And another actress with Vanguard's brand on her pubic region is Nikki Klein. Nikki Klein, I think she's probably most famous for this role that she, I can't remember the character's name, Callie or something, on the sci-fi series Battlestar Galactica. Well, because she is Canadian, Klein was going to have to return to Canada. So what Ranieri did to make sure she could stay in the United States was he made Klein, he put her as the sex slave underneath Allison Mack. And then he told the two women to get married so that Klein could stay in the United States, since Mack was a U.S. citizen. And they did it. But what is especially awful about this Ranieri guy is that he's also a child rapist. And among the list of crimes that he has been arrested for is the rape of girls as young as 12 years old. And this practice of child rape is not a new thing. It goes back decades. This guy's been at this a long time, about 30 years. He has, in his defense, he has argued that his sex with children really isn't a problem. It actually should be legal. And that his victims, they're not really victims, they were consenting because their souls are much older than their biological ages. That's his justification. Back in 2012, some of these young women who had, I guess they were in their 20s at this point, young women who had been raped by Vanguard in their youth, they gave an interview to the Albany Times Union in New York. However, one of them, before she could participate in this interview, she mysteriously ended up dead from a gunshot wound. Now, having investigated sex cults and satanic ritual abuse cases for a number of years now, I am of the opinion that the victim was murdered by Vanguard's cult, despite what the police said, because they ruled it as a suicide. Now, we can't have a high-level child-raping sex cult without having the Rothschilds involved in some way, right? So let's touch on that connection for a moment. Ranieri was able to build his sex slave and human trafficking cult largely because of the massive financing of the Russian bleepish Bronfman family. Bronfman, B-R-O-N-F-M-A-N. According to the New York Times, the Bronfman family is, quote, the single largest force in the bleepish charitable world. Well, I think that's just absurd, real cute. Let me tell you the truth about these people, about the Bronfmans. The Bronfmans, if you've ever seen Seagram's ginger ale or any Seagram's products, Crown Royal alcohol, the Bronfmans owned Seagram's Corporation. And until recently, they were the largest owners of alcoholic beverage lines in the entire world. And that's kind of fitting because the name Bronfman is Yiddish and it translates into English as liquor man. Well, they were a Canadian family originally. During Canada's prohibition period, which is 1915 to 1919, Sam Bronfman and his brothers, they ran a network of prostitution houses there in Canada. And once prohibition started, they added illegal liquor sales to their operations. They started racking in the money from that. Well, then in 1919, the United States followed suit, passed our own prohibition laws, Now, that's when the Bronfman brothers really started to make the money. And the truth is, next to the Rothschilds, the Bronfmans are probably the next most notorious bleepish mafia family. They made a lot of their money selling illegal liquor during the Prohibition era. They would cut deals with mafia crime bosses across America. Arnold Rothstein, Meyer Lansky, Lucky Luciano. Even Al Capone started out in his early days running booze for the Bronfmans, or running their liquor. And later on, the Bronfman family, they expanded their crime syndicate. The money started pouring in like a tsunami. The problem was, as Prohibition came to an end, you know, with liquor legal again, they're not going to make as much money. And so what the syndicate did was they negotiated with Chinese opium cartels to bring heroin into the United States. And it was money from this international drug trade that helped them to shape the world's financial system. Or it was money from this drug trade that shaped the world's financial system. Because the world's financial system today is largely based on the movement, the money laundering, and the investing of drug-related money. And if you don't believe me that this is still a huge thing, look up the deal that Blackwater founder Eric Prince cut with the Trump administration to replace U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan with the less costly mercenaries that Prince was able to help provide. These mercenaries, their primary mission is to protect the opium poppy fields and to snuff out the CIA's rival drug warlords. Nasty business going on in Afghanistan, but very, very lucrative. And that's why we're still in Afghanistan. But going back to the 1930s, to try and shine up Bronfman, make him Sam Bronfman, try and make him look less like the murderous crime boss that he was, the Rothschild family set him up as the leader of the Canadian Zionist movement. They wanted to make him seem reputable. So he was the chairman of the National Bleepish People's Committee. He was the head of the Bleepish Colonization Association. He was the head of the Canadian Bleepish Committee. And then he himself established one called the National Conference of Israeli and Bleepish Rehabilitation. A lot of work that they do is based on trying to get financial reparations for bleeps. And like the Rothschilds, because of his money, Sam became a darling of the British royal family. The Bronfman and the Rothschild families are so close to each other. They actually went into business together quite openly. They started a big financial services corporation called the Bronfman and Rothschild Corporation. Well, Sam Bronfman's son, Edgar, this is Edgar Sr., he married into the bleepish Wall Street banking family, the Loebs, L-O-E-B, as in Kuhn, Loeb & Company, if you've heard of them. So very interconnected. As of 1978, the Bronfman wealth was equivalent to what in today's money would be right at $30 billion. And that's the known money. That's what we know about. Which would have put Bronfman in there as one of the top 10 richest men in the world at the time. Okay, very, very wealthy. Later on, Edgar Sr. had two daughters. And you need to remember these girls' names because we're going to come back to them. Sarah and Claire. Sarah and Claire Bronfman. He had them. He actually had seven kids in total. Well, Edgar, the son of Sam, he was also, I didn't make that connection. The son of Sam was also a major Zionist activist. And, you know, it just works good. It looks good. It's a good cover. So he became president of the World Bleepish Congress. And then one of those seven kids.
Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast with the Blackstone Intelligence Report.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Welcome back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media Group. Reloaded on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And what we've been covering is the bleeping Nexium connection. I love Jake Morfonius. For those of you out there who didn't get a chance to hear our interview because our channel was taken down, we'll be reposting it on the ResurrectTheRepublic.com website, as well as blogger Jake Morfonios and I. 2 hour long, we talk about just about every subject from Las Vegas to the Bundy Ranch to satanic ritual child abuse. I mean, we covered just about every primary topic. So for those of you, keep an eye out. We're also going to be publishing in this the archives here. All of our sites, we have a new DTube, Steemit, Reloaded YouTube channel, BitChute channel. I have trouble posting some of our stuff to DTube, and then I'll have trouble posting some of our stuff to BitChute, so it's a little bit frustrating. We are working on getting some new equipment, so those of you who want to contribute to that cause, you can go to the ResurrectTheRepublic.com website, click on the PayPal button on the right-hand side of the site there at the top. Or my email for the purposes of PayPal is tomlacavara@gmail.com. Of course, if you want to send any stories or any questions or anything to the show, the email for that is rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. That's rtrtruthmedia@gmail.com. You can send either Lori Anderson or myself questions, comments, or suggestions for stories. Coming soon, I've spoken to a former IRS agent, Sherry Peel Jackson, will be joining the show. We have several interesting interviews coming up. I'm also reaching out to Joe Bannister to get him on. One of our listeners sent us the copy of the 2-volume bound set of The Law That Never Was, and I don't know if he wants to stay anonymous or not, but we thank him for that contribution to our library, and we are, of course, supporters of that. And I also would like to give a shout-out to LoneStar1776 on YouTube. Folks, if you are on the Internet, please go to LoneStar1776 on YouTube or Year of Jubilee, that's with one E, yearofjubilee.com to support all of our political prisoners that are there's more of them than Rudy and Aaron Davis can handle. We need your help in sending letters, encouragement, support, prayer, love, ministering to some of these folks that are trapped up for reasons that they shouldn't be there, with no victim, with no one harmed, years and years in prison. That's just absolutely disgusting. It disgusts me that our government would put people in prison for such a long time, including, but not limited to, the Hammonds, of course. Tomorrow we're going to be covering some updates on that, as well as potential, a movement to try and get a presidential pardon. Lord knows the other people have been pardoned for far worse things than the Hammonds trying to protect their ranch with a misused terrorism law that came after the bombing of the World Trade Center. It was never intended. This Saul Alinsky-style tactics in misusing laws for purposes to achieve a political objective. I don't think that anything could be illustrated better than that. So anyway, keep in mind, if you want to go to DTube, which is a YouTube alternative, you can find us on RTR Truth Media. Go to DTube and search for RTR Truth Media. Our Blogspot website, which I just posted an article about President Kennedy and his letter to the Israeli Prime Minister. We may be covering that tomorrow as well. Warning about the nuclear buildup in Israel and what that would cause, what that would entail. So you can go to Blogger, and that's rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. Our Steemit account is steemit.com@RTRTruthMedia. Our new YouTube channel, which we only have someone like 600 subscribers so far, the thousands of the subscribers we lost, and millions of views that we had. Fortunately, Rudy and Aaron Davis of Lone Star 1776 in the final hour, just in time, did an archive save of our channel, so we didn't lose the content, but putting all that content back up on the web is going to be a monumental task. Okay, so our BitChute channel is www.bitchute.com/channel/RTR Truth Media. You can find it on BitChute there. And of course, we do Spreaker. We do like you to open up the RBN archive by going to republicbroadcasting.org, going to the RBN archives and sharing them around as well. Force multiplication in sharing. We're not worried about click views for any one channel. We just want to share good, truthful information. We'll be back after a few words with our sponsors with the Blackstone Intelligence Report.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, crossed the sea of tears, with no provision.
Welcome back. Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast. On the back end here, Dan just informed me that my emails are being flagged as possible scams now. Of course, after emailing him all of the links that are related to and will be in the archives of this Blackstone Intelligence Report. There's some 15, 20 links to articles and our links, as well as Jake Morfonios' links. So I guess we're... I love Google. Anyway, let's get back to the bleeping Nexium connection, Blackstone Intelligence Report on Resurrected Republic.
Kids that Edgar had was a boy named Edgar Jr., and Ed Jr. later took his father's place as the head of the business and as president of the World Bleepish Congress. But Edgar Jr., to be honest, he was a complete financial dunce, and he totally screwed up the family's wealth. Lost nearly two-thirds of it, two-thirds of the family's wealth with bad business deals. So when Edgar Sr. died, his remaining fortune, which was still in the billions, low billions, single digits, I think, that money was divided among his seven children. And that includes his daughters, Sarah and Claire. And it is these two sisters, the granddaughters of the notorious drug, alcohol, and human trafficking mafia boss, Sam Bronfman. It is these girls who poured money into Nexium. They are the ones behind it. They put money in to spread Vanguard's cult far and wide. Sarah and, I'll say this just kind of as an aside, Sarah and Claire Bronfman have one thing in common as well with NXIVM's president, Nancy Salzman. All three of them are members of a Clinton Foundation organization called the Clinton Global Initiative. And you have to pay an annual fee of $15,000, a membership fee, just to remain a member. But $15,000 is nothing compared to the $150 million that the Bronfman sisters poured into NXIVM. $150 million. That's crazy. Back in 2010, a publication called McLean wrote a hard-hitting article about NXIVM and mentioned the group's annual festival called V-Week. The article quotes the event's coordinator, one Claire Bronfman, as saying, quote, "The very purpose of V-Week is to get the chance to experience a civilized world and craft for ourselves a more fulfilling, purposeful life." Claire. I've got $100 that says Claire Bronfman has Vanguard's initials branded just below her bikini line. Well, if we look also at a 2003 expose on NXIVM that was written in Forbes magazine, we learn that Claire and Sarah, they weren't the only Bronfmans to get involved in NXIVM. Their own father, Edgar Sr., the son of Sam, while he was still president of the World Bleepish Congress, he was a NXIVM acolyte as well. He didn't last as long. He eventually quit. Well, Edgar Sr. was married four times, and during... Let me tell you about this guy. This is just a crazy story. Edgar Sr. was married four times. Although, to be accurate, two of those marriages were to the same woman. But anyway, during... When he was getting ready to do one of these weddings, either the third or fourth, I don't remember, the wedding had to be delayed because Edgar's oldest son, the 21-year-old Sam Bronfman II, he had been kidnapped. And not just that, he was buried alive with only a 10-day supply of air and water. And Edgar Sr. had to pay a $2.3 million ransom to get his son back. But as they say, live by the sword, die by the sword. If you're going to be part of a crime family, you, in my opinion, really don't have the right to complain when crimes are committed against you. What goes around comes around. These are bad, bad people, these Bronfmans. All right, going back to the Forbes article, it talks about the Freemasonic style of NXIVM meetings, complete with their secret handshakes. And the author of that article wrote that Ranieri, quote, "runs a cult-like program aimed at breaking down his subjects psychologically, separating them from their families, and inducting them into a bizarre world of messianic pretensions, idiosyncratic language, and ritualistic practices." And, you know, the Illuminati really do rely on cultish secrecy to hide their practices from the public eye. It's a very common theme in these secret societies, the secret handshakes, passwords, blood oaths, different things put in place to ensure that people don't speak out or talk. And despite it maybe sounding anti-Semitic to some people, there is no denying that these Illuminati sex cults almost always are controlled by bleeps. This is a matter of historical fact. In the 1600s, the bleepish Kabbalist, Shabbat Zevi, told the world that he was the promised Messiah. And in time, and bleepish sources confirm this. I got these statistics from a bleepish source. In time,
bleepish, I love it.
The world's bleepery came to accept, the majority of them, came to accept this guy, Shabbat Zevi, as the Messiah. And his followers came to be known as the Sabbatians. Sabbatians. And at Zevi's instruction, they engaged in, among other things, gross sexual perversions. Skip forward a little bit past Shabbai Zevi. You get a guy named Jacob Frank, who claimed to be the reincarnation of Shabbai Zevi. And he too encouraged his followers to engage in these really raunchy, horrible sex rites. And Frank himself was known to have raped his own daughter repeatedly. I talk about this a lot in my Out of Darkness series, if you want to learn more about it. Frank lived in the 1700s, and together with the bleepish occultist named Adam Weishaupt, and with the father of the bleepish banking dynasty, Meyer Amschel Rothschild, these three men formally organized the original Bavarian Illuminati. All right, now let's skip forward to the 1900s. It was the renowned Satanist and Illuminati master Aleister Crowley who took these bleepish sex cult teachings, and he formed Ordo Templi Orientis, which is, as far as I know, the largest secret sex cult in the world. Lot of franchises, lots of variations of it, but it's all over the place. I've covered this a lot in past videos. And interwoven all throughout these various movements and sex cults is a common thread. And that is that the leadership of these sex cults is bleepish. Is it a coincidence that many of the highest ranking members of Nexium are bleepish? I don't think so. I don't think it's a coincidence, not when we look at the prevalence of bleeps in the leadership of these various cults. Is it a coincidence that after the FBI picked up Ranieri and charged him and Allison Mack with child trafficking and human enslavement, that the new leaders of the cult just happened to be the bleepish Bronfman crime family, the two sisters? I don't think it's coincidence. I think that this is a very common thing. And again, history shows this. But I do agree. Ranieri isn't bleepish himself, as far as I know. I don't believe he is. And Aleister Crowley wasn't bleepish. So I don't pretend for a second that sin is somehow the exclusive territory of one particular group of people. For example, Donald Trump's close buddy, his advisor, Roger Stone, who was also a former lobbying partner to Trump's campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, and who is also a frequent guest on Zionist shill Alex Jones's InfoWars. Well, Roger Stone is not bleepish, yet he worked for Nexium for 2 months. He attended their program. And if you watch Alex Jones, watch Roger Stone on Alex Jones, Stone is out there right now acting like he had no idea what Nexium was doing. He had no idea, even though he worked for them for 2 months, he had no idea that there was any kind of sex cult involved. That's an absolute lie. Absolute lie. Stone's a liar. People seem to forget that presidential candidate Bob Dole fired Roger Stone, this is back in 1996, after Dole learned that Stone had put a personal ad in a swinger magazine and on a website called Local Swinger Fever. And in this ad, Roger Stone was soliciting men to have sex with his wife. I'll read you the exact text from it. Here's what Roger Stone's ad said. Hot, insatiable lady and her handsome bodybuilder husband, because Roger Stone was a bodybuilder, and her handsome bodybuilder husband, experienced swingers, seek similar couples or exceptional muscular single men. And now, I'm assuming that's for the benefit of his wife, but who knows? This is Roger Stone. Maybe it was for him. But being the liar that he is, initially, Roger Stone denied these allegations. On the Good Morning America program, he said this. Let me get you the quote. He said, quote, "An exhaustive investigation now indicates that a domestic employee who I discharged for substance abuse on the second time that we learned that he had a drug problem, he is the perpetrator. He had access to my home, access to my computer, access to my password, access to my postage meter, access to my post office box key." He said, Roger Stone said the man who set him up was, quote, a very sick individual. That was 2003. 5 years later, in an interview with the New Yorker in magazine in 2008, Roger Stone, though, he admitted, yeah, it was me who placed the ads. That was me. You can find the article online. He told the New Yorker, quote, when that whole thing hit the fan in 1996, the reason I gave a blanket denial was that my grandparents were still alive. I'm not guilty of hypocrisy. I'm a libertarian and libertine. Actually, Roger Stone, no, you are a hypocrite and a disgusting one at that, and you're a liar. So let me be clear. I'm not saying that only bleeps have cornered this market on depravity. There are plenty of non-bleeps who are twisted, and Roger Stone confirms that. But at the same time, I cannot honestly ignore this bleepish connection to Nexium. Look, bleeps make up how much? 1% of the total population in the United States. 1%. How is it that this 1% happens to be the top financial sponsors of the most controversial issues of morality in our society? One after another, one issue after another. It's a fact that Pew Research polling of the bleepish community established that 89% of bleeps support abortion. 89%. Financial statistics also show that the largest donors to Planned Parenthood.
Dan, give that a pause right there. Folks, just to let you know, this is not just this isn't myth, okay? I'm at the Rabbinical Assembly here. And it says, and this came from the Pew Research that Jake was talking about. Background, over the past four decades, the Rabbinical Assembly has consistently supported reproductive freedom. This is official Rabbinical Assembly doctrine to support a progressive ideology. And this is how it supports it. The support is firmly based on our members' understanding of relevant biblical and rabbinic sources, as well as teshuvot, modern rabbinic responses. And they say in Exodus 21, verses 22 through 23, they read, when men fight and one of them pushes a pregnant woman and a miscarriage results, but no other damage ensues, the one responsible shall be fined, but if other damage ensues, the penalty shall be life for life, which determines that only the woman is a nefesh, living person, but not the fetus. This is rooted in the beliefs of the rabbis. So, just to support what Jake is saying here, all of these links that Jake is referring to, as well as a few that I've thrown in to support what he's saying, is just historical fact. This is not an attack on anyone. This is just the facts. We're giving you the facts. Go ahead and roll the clip. Dan, go ahead and roll the clip.
Donors to Planned Parenthood are bleeps. And, of course, Planned Parenthood is the largest abortion provider in America. On August 4th, 2015, Forward, which is one of the largest bleepish publications in America, they published an article that was entitled, Why Supporting Planned Parenthood is a Bleepish Issue. It was written by Nancy Kaufman, who is the CEO of the National Council of Bleepish Women. She argues in her story that Christians who oppose funding abortion on demand by Planned Parenthood, Christians are assaulting the religious freedom of bleeps. She wrote, quote, it's not just the survival of Planned Parenthood that is at stake now, but the survival of our religious liberty that our founding fathers so appropriately created. As bleepish women, that is why we seek to support Planned Parenthood and make our voices heard. I'll tell you what, I take religion and flip it completely on its head with that one. But it's not just abortion. Bleeps provide the majority of the funding for the gay marriage movement in America. in the Bleepish publication, Tycoon, I don't know how you pronounce it, Tycoon, there's an article entitled How Bleeps Brought America to the Tipping Point on Marriage Equality. I'm not making this stuff up about how 1% of America is pushing these radical transformations on the rest of our society. The bleeps themselves probably take credit for what they're doing. The article mentions that, quote, polls say bleeps themselves now support marriage equality to the tune of over 80%.
We'll be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, Blackstone Intelligence Report.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Yeah.
back, Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with the Blackstone Intelligence Report. Go ahead.
And it was going just a few years ago, it was largely the financial contributions of the bleepish community that pushed the whole transgender movement. It has been bleepish money that destroyed the Boy Scouts of America. And I feel kind of strongly about this because I was either scoutmaster, assistant scoutmaster in various Boy Scout troops for years, off and on since the 90s, many years of service in the Boy Scouts. It was one of the most noble, reputable organizations in the entire world for young men. And it was formed and existed solely to teach boys how to do their duty to God by service to their fellow man. It taught them values, taught them to be morally straight, taught boys how to become men, real men. But with heavy bleepish financing behind the radical gay rights movement, they forced the Boy Scouts to begin admitting gay scoutmasters. Gotta be inclusive. Go on campouts. It only makes sense to have homosexual scoutmasters. Even though the Boy Scouts, as an organization, said no, that's not. We're talking about values and morals that we believe in. You can't force us to accept things that but they were forced to. But that wasn't enough. I don't know if you guys know this, but the Boy Scouts of America is officially dead as of February 2019 because of external pressures. The Boy Scouts, they're changing the name. They're removing the word boy from Boy Scouts. And they now have to allow girls to join. It doesn't matter that these social justice crusaders, it doesn't matter to them that there was already a group called the Girl Scouts, which, by the way, some of the money from those Girl Scout cookies you guys buy is donated to Planned Parenthood. I say you guys, I should say us guys, because I have trouble resisting Thin Mints myself sometimes. But to make sure that everything is gender neutral, the Boy Scouts were pummeled into submission. But you know what? Since the announcement of the change, what has happened is over 400,000 members of the Boy Scouts have tendered their resignations. The whole thing is collapsing. Boy Scouts is collapsing.
We'll be back in the second hour. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN with Jake Morfonios from the Blackstone Intelligence Report and much more.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.